This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music, an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures, self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hey guys, this is Heba. I'm a singer-songwriter from Amsterdam. I'm in my apartment right now, and like many of you, I am in self-isolation. Yeah, so let me start by saying I think this is such a nice initiative. I guess I'm not the only one wondering what everyone is doing right now. So let me give a little insight in what I do during these strange times of self-isolation. But first of all, let me play a song.
Friday night and I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, I know it's clear that I've been blind, I've been a fool. To open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday and I'm running wild. All the lights are changing red to green. Moving through the crowds I'm pushing. Chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here. You know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid. Afraid to show you how I really feel. Admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. If you want it, come and get it. For crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and feel it now, Babylon. Babylon. Babylon.
For who didn't know this song, this is a song by David Gray. It's called Babylon. And I've been listening a lot to it the last couple of days while at home all this time, not being able to go anywhere. For me, it's about a fading image, about uncertainty, about a life that is maybe no longer there and that forces a moment of reflection, which is what I've been doing a lot these last couple of days. I mean, life has changed quite a bit for me as a musician, but also for me personally. Before this lockdown, I was rehearsing with my band for my upcoming shows in April and May. I was in the studio twice a week to work on new stuff. I was doing songwriting sessions with and for other artists. But this has all been cancelled, obviously. So I'm bound to work with the tools I have at home. But I must say I'm very lucky to have this small home studio where I can work on my laptop, on Logic. I have a guitar, I have a piano, so I should be able to be very productive. But to be honest, especially the first week, I haven't been productive at all. I was just too much all over the place, checking the news, looking for updates, and to be honest, a bit scared of what was going to happen. And then personally, I think this is the first time I've been home for such a long time. Probably no one is used to being homebound like this. So it kind of feels like a social experiment where the question is, what do we all start doing when we're at home and we have nowhere to go? I have kind of surprised myself a bit in what I start doing when I'm at home all this time. So I've been cooking 7 days a week. I'm looking up recipes, and that is something I never did before. I have been cleaning my house. I've been listening to a lot of music. And since a couple of days, I've been writing some songs as well. And yeah, I've been kind of appreciating the fact that things slowed down a bit. So I also wanted to play my latest single, Out of Sight. It is a story about a long-distance relationship. It's an open question about a love and if love can survive if you can't be together physically. So I travel back and forth between Uganda and the Netherlands since almost 2 years to visit my boyfriend, who lives in Kampala at the moment. But although this song is, for me, it was originally written for this long distance relationship, it now has this whole new meaning, because at this point you don't have to live on the other side of the world to not be able to be together with the people you love. I think everybody is struggling with missing the people they love, and we are all unable to hug, to kiss, to be with our friends, our parents, our loved ones, which has given a whole new meaning to this song for me as well. I was actually supposed to go to Uganda in April and also play some shows there and, of course, to be with my boyfriend. But since all flights have been cancelled and the situation there is also rapidly changing, that is not going to happen. Well, let me finish this small podcast by singing my tune Out of Sight for you guys. There will be an acoustic version released the 17th of April, so I hope you enjoy and stay tuned. Yes, I know my tears will dry. And I know that love won't die. But as I stand outside, alone at night, I wander back in time, try to keep an open mind. Every kind of advice, but no answer's right. Is it out of sight? Is it out of mind? Is it out of touch? Are we running out of time? 'Cause my heart won't survive. No, my heart won't survive. Yes, I know my tears will dry as of the first goodbye. Heading for a new life without you by my side. Is it out of sight? Is it out of mind? Is it out of touch? Are we running out of time?
cause my hope was set fire.
Stay safe and well, guys. Keep your distance, stay inside, and hopefully speak soon again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, @SDDpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.